At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chase is in Spring Valley. Chase seemingly has a great relationship going. There's only one problem. His girlfriend's a slob.
Oof.
Morning, Chase.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
Was that too harsh?
That's a little harsh.
It's right on the money, almost.
All right. Well, Chase is going to tell a story, and you're going to help Chase decide whether he should love her or list her. Go ahead, Chase.
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I, we've been dating for about a year. She's beautiful. She's fun. Great to be around. But since moving in about 4 months ago, our relationship has been deteriorating. She's messy. She rarely picks up after herself. Doesn't really pitch in with stuff like, you know, washing dishes, cooking. Yet she consistently eats my food. She has a ton of stuff and is always like lying all over the house. It's everywhere. First 2 months living together, I did a lot of picking up after her, and she might have done like dishes two or three times. I basically did 90% of the housework. Yeah, just living together hasn't really been working. We'd had a fantastic relationship and almost like never fought before we moved in. But now things have changed.
So are you like asking, like, should you really just go back to continuing your relationship but living separately?
Yeah, I mean, should we move out and keep dating? I mean, is it possible that I can help her improve her homemaking skills, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, that's a hard one. Obviously, you've talked with her about this, and what has been her response to your frustration?
She's like, I'll work on it. I'll try to be better, but it's just not happening.
Chase, two questions for you. First of all, did you notice when she did not live with you, when you were at her place, if her place was particularly messy?
It wasn't too bad. It was pretty cleaned up. But okay.
I wonder if she cleaned up before he came over.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's what I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah. My second question is, are you worried that if you suggest, hey, together isn't working out, let's not do this but stay together, that she's going to bail?
Yeah, because it feels like we're moving backwards, you know? We're not moving forwards anymore. It feels like, I don't know if that would, you know, make her go away.
Well, and I understand what you're saying, but there's also the possibility that because she's clearly this type of personality, right? We all know people like that, and they're fine. They live their life that way, their whole lives, and I have a great girlfriend. Like, good Lord, if you open her purse, you'd be like, how do you find anything in it? Same with her car. And she's in her 50s, but that's just the way she is. And maybe it's a lot of pressure for her too. And maybe that would take the pressure off. I don't know. Maybe she'd be like, I love you too, but we're just not good at living together. I don't know.
We're all over the map here.
Yeah, I know. It's a hard one.
Poor Chase. 833-287-1037. What do you think Chase should do? I mean, everything's great except one problem. She's a slob. And that's a big deal. 833-287-1037. Let's help Chase figure out whether he should love her or list her. Chase, you mind hanging for a while and see what our listeners have to say? Help you out a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Hang tight. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
She's messy. She rarely picks up after herself. Doesn't really pitch in with stuff like, you know, washing dishes, cooking.
That is Chase. He's in love, but she's messy. Should he love her or list her? Let's help him out. 833-287-1037.
Joanne in Spring Valley, what's your advice?
List her. My boyfriend had the same problem with his now ex-wife. Never changed. Told her he wasn't going to marry her until she got cleaned up or learned how to clean a house. She was good for a little while and then nothing. And I've actually walked into their house and I was in shock. But they're divorced now, so that says something.
Okay. Thank you for your advice.
Thanks, Joanne.
Alex in San Ysidro, what do you think?
I don't know. It's kind of a tough one. But I think experience tells me that the slothfulness isn't going to change. It could possibly slightly change, but for the most part, he's going to have to decide, can I put up with this?
Good advice. Thank you.
Kristen in San Carlos, what do you think he should do? Should he move out? Do you think he can fix it? What's your advice?
Well, he needs to figure out where he wants this relationship to go, because if he eventually wants to marry somebody, if she is not going to change, is he willing to live with this for the next 60 years? If he's not, he might as well cut his losses now and find somebody else that he's more compatible with in that way.
Thanks, Kristen. Brandy and Ramona, help out Chase. What should he do, love her or list her?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say list. I've actually been on both sides of this, and neither were good. And now I've learned my lesson, and now I'm on kind of his side, and it causes a big problem. It's kind of never ending, and it's going to build resentment. And if you have that, I don't feel like you're really going to be able to move on from that.
Thanks for your insight. Casey in Oceanside, wrap this up. What's your advice?
Oh my gosh. First, just good morning, Tammy. My daughter and I try to call you guys all the time.
Good morning. Hi, honey.
Hi, family.
So my take on this would be, can you love her with the possibility of listing her? I think in a responsible relationship, right? We're all adults. We got to keep a clean house, you know, a comfortable house. And if he's coming home and he's not comfortable, then that's not good for anybody. But also, if he loves her, can he just do the dishes for her?
Right, and find a way to make it work. Thank you.
Maybe they've got the means to get a cleaning lady.
Yeah,
then it's all taken care of.
Oh, it's great advice.
It sounds like he really, like, loves her and doesn't want her to go, but maybe she doesn't like to clean. You guys are the best, too.
Oh, thank
thanks,
you.
Honey.
You rock. Well, Chase has had a lot to process there.
Well, Chase, everybody's got an opinion on what's going on, and I hope that you listen to some of the things that people have had to say, but what do you think in your gut? What's really going on? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I appreciate all the feedback. I think I'm just going to keep it going. I don't want to break up, or I don't want to, like, move out and have her leave me potentially, because we're moving backwards. And hopefully I just try to set a good example and she starts picking up after herself just a little bit more, you know?
Maybe you just have to resign the fact to yourself. Maybe you just have to say that it isn't as important as you thought it would be to have everything perfect all the time. And not that necessarily you're a perfectionist, but you know what I mean? That maybe you have to pick and choose your battles because everything else is so great.
Doesn't everybody have kind of a thing?
Sure. I'm sure if we asked her, she'd probably say you had one. Maybe she thinks you're an absolute clean freak.
Chase is such a neat freak.
Yeah,
he's driving me crazy.
I mean, and here's the thing, Chase, you love her. And if you can find a way to work on this problem, you know, it's going to work out.
Well, I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, Chase, good luck. Let us know how things work out, okay, pal? Appreciate you.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.